Molinaro says it's up to the governor of the state to set an example. He says if he's elected in November, he'd limit himself to 2 terms in office. He says it's healthy for democracy.
One of the reasons why New York has a more corrupted government than any other in the country is because there are entrenched people who think that public service is about them and not about the people.
Molinaro says Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's seeking a 3rd term as governor, has amassed too much power and soured too many relationships in his 8 years on the job.
The tone around here is too toxic, too corrosive, too combative, and sadly too stale.
Many state assembly members and senators have been in office for decades. Molinaro says they would be grandfathered in and would not immediately have to leave their jobs under his proposal. But he says he'd push for the term limits of 2 4-year terms for governor, lieutenant governor, controller, and attorney general, and 6 2-year terms for senators and assembly members as one of his first acts in office. He says he'd even put it into a take-it-or-leave-it budget resolution if necessary.
It will be the first package of bills that I present to the state legislature, and I require a vote one way or another.
Governor Cuomo, though he's seeking a 3rd term in office, has put a 2-term limit provision for statewide elected officials into his budget plan this year. The legislature, however, did not accept the provision. Molinaro, who's held public office for over 2 decades, beginning as mayor of his hometown of Tivoli as a teenager, is in his 2nd term as Dutchess County executive. He's not advocating for a law to limit the terms of local government officials, saying that should be up to each individual community. But he says he thinks county executives should not serve more than 3 terms. Some government reform groups support term limits. Citizens Union's Ethan Geringer Sammoth says his group decided to endorse term limits for governor, lieutenant governor, and state legislators when it was advocating for a statewide constitutional convention in 2017. Voters would have the option of revisiting the policy in 20 years. The constitutional convention was rejected by voters and never happened, but he says 2 terms should be enough for a governor to accomplish what he or she needs to do.
That may be enough, yes. 8 years is quite a long time.
Jennifer Wilson with the League of Women Voters says it's better to first expand New Yorkers' access to voting by enacting early voting and making it easier to register to vote. And she says ending gerrymandered legislative districts designed to protect incumbents would also help.
If we had this other 50% of voters turning out to vote, who knows what the political landscape would look like here in New York State? If you fix that and you fix the gerrymandered lines throughout New York State, I mean, we'd be a totally different state.
Bills to open up voting in New York remain stalled in the Senate. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.